Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Back with you for a Monday morning. This is Pregame Daily with Chris Domino and Kevin McAlpin. Getting you set for the Braves and Brewers coming up tonight. Atlanta on the road, first of a three-game series. And before we talk about tonight's series opener, Chris, a frustrating end to what was a very sloppy weekend for the Braves. They make three errors, fall 7-3 in 11 innings yesterday in the rubber match against San Diego. Seven errors in three ballgames. And it's something you and I talked about earlier this year. We're not used to seeing that out of this Braves defense. They work hard. They do a lot of extra pregame prep with Ron Washington. And to see the sloppy play, really unfortunate because it ends up costing you a ballgame yesterday.
Yeah, three errors, four unearned runs, and that's how you give away a baseball game. We're certainly extended to the point where you could lose it in extra innings. And yeah, it's uncharacteristic of this baseball team, but it also shows you fine line a lot of times in these games. What do we talk about? You strike out 12 times, they only have to get 15 outs the good old-fashioned way. You make three errors, all of a sudden now it's a minimum of 30 guys. They're playing a 10-inning game as you're playing a 9-inning game, but it usually is worse than that because something will beget something else. You had to run through your bullpen a little bit more than you wanted to as well, and then four runs in the 11th inning as everything just really falls apart. It was almost, look, I don't want to say you earned that loss yesterday, but you could sense it was coming, that especially when you get a guy thrown out at third with a man on second in extra innings and the bunt play doesn't work. All of a sudden you go, okay, is there one more thing that's going to happen in this game to help give it away? And it did.
Yeah. And what did you think of that bunt, the decision to bunt there in that spot? I personally didn't like it.
I don't mind it. Now, again, is it a safety bunt? Is it a go-on contact? Do you have to get in around the slide? Is the bunt the bunt's supposed to be better. You gotta get it away from a defender, you know, no matter who picks it up at that point. I don't mind a man on third one out. I mean, you dislike it that much?
I don't like it in the sense that I don't see it very much. And in that spot with Arcia and a catcher running. And now I know Contreras runs well. He's still young. He moves pretty good for a catcher. I don't know. I would take my chances on Arcia splitting a gap over getting a good bunt down. I don't see those guys. And you're down there a lot for BP. You see him drop down a couple of bunts, but it's not like it used to be where you actually tried to bunt and play situational baseball like that. I didn't like it. It left a sour taste in my mouth.
Now, I'll ask it this way. I don't even know who good bunters are on teams. You know, I don't know if there's a guy that's around 8 years where all of a sudden you look at the back of the card and you go, look how many sacrifices this guy had when they used to maybe sacrifice bunt. You're saying you don't like the play at all because nobody's really just used to laying down a bunt.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't.
And again, I don't feel like they practice it like they used to, I guess.
I don't mind. Look, and it was a bang-bang play, and I'm not sure if he was called safe. He wouldn't have been called safe upon a review. It was that close, I guess. But at the end of the day, I don't mind a man on third with one out in that situation at home. I guess the problem is you're combining the catcher running thing plus with guys who we really know don't do a lot of bunting. Maybe it's just not even a sound play to begin with. I don't mind it as much as other people did. I do think that if you get in there, you got a first and third situation. It'd be interesting to see what you do at that point. But didn't come down to that. And the Braves, as we said, fell apart in the 11th.
For Arcia, he has five career sacrifice bunts. He only had two back in 2019. He had one in 18 and two more in 17. Yeah. So, again, he hasn't had a successful one since 2019. I don't know. I remember talking to a scout at the press box cafeteria back at Truist Park a couple of years ago, and I asked him that same situation. Why don't teams bunt anymore? He goes, because teams would rather a guy hit the ball in the seats than try to drop down a bunt.
Oh, no doubt.
Because more likely the next guy is going to end up striking out anyway, so now you've given away two free outs. So, I don't know. That just was frustrating. And again, even more frustrating knowing you put up a zero in the top of the 10th and the win was right there in front of you.
Yes. Again, if you can put the ball in play, come up with the base hit. I don't mind the play itself as much as other people. I think combination of even if you make a successful bunt, who's behind? Who's sitting with one out, man on third? Is it a strikeout guy or is it a contact guy? Maybe that comes into my mindset as well. But you certainly, if you're going to do it, you have to execute it. If not, you might end up paying the price. And boy, that top of the 11th, turn into a crap show, no doubt about it. It was interesting. What do you think of the starting pitching matchup? We talked about Wright and Musgrove, and each guy gets burned by at least one unearned run in their time in this game.
Yeah, well, encouraging for Kyle Wright, no doubt about it. 6 1/3, 3 runs, 1 earned, 9 strikeouts. Something about these Padres. Yeah. He likes facing San Diego. How about 18 strikeouts in 2 starts for Kyle Wright? So that was a big bounce back for me. That was great to see. For Musgrove, I thought he pitched better than his line would indicate as well. He really kept the Braves off balance. Even though he gives up 3 early, he settled in nicely. So, yeah, look, it was really, again, the tale of 2 games. You had good starting pitching on both sides. Things go kaflooey there for you in the 11th, and unfortunately now you're 16 and 19. You're headed on the road, whereas San Diego picks up win number 22. So, yeah, I breathed a big sigh of relief watching what Kyle was doing yesterday because it looked free, it looked easy, and I thought he mixed up his pitches really well in yesterday's start.
The problematic start was put away, so that's the good sign. 9 strikeouts, no doubt about it. As we said, he got burned by some bad defense behind him. Musgrove actually had, as we said, he only gave up 2 earned in that game. So it was a good pitching matchup. Then all of a sudden you have which bullpen is going to be better, which is really the way the game is being played now. Your starting pitcher can put you in a bad place, can put you in a good place. Maybe you have an evenly matched matchup like this one, and then it becomes a bullpen game. But becoming a bullpen game, and maybe even a little bit of strategy when we saw what the Braves did in the 10th, plays a little bit more in it as well. But now you're going to go to Milwaukee, and the same thing. If it's going to be a bullpen game, you better be sharp because theirs is going to be. And with a good baseball team, you start giving away free outs. They got to clean it up. Whatever it was that was defensively ailing this team, they better leave it here in Atlanta because bringing it up to Milwaukee is not going to be good news either.
No, it's not. And, you know, you give the ball to Ian Anderson here tonight for game one. Freddy Peralta on the mound for Milwaukee. We still don't know who's going to start tomorrow. If I had a lean, I'm probably thinking Spencer Strider gets the start, considering you used Jackson Stevens for multiples yesterday. We'll see how that plays out. Wednesday, the finale is the big one. Freed and Burns. That'll be a good one on a Wednesday afternoon. But again, you got to find a way to put this one behind you. Pick up the pieces. Just play better baseball because, again, 7 errors in 3 games. You want to talk about how you can lose 2 out of 3 very quickly?
Yes.
Well, it's what we saw defensively this weekend.
Yeah, the Ronald Acuna watch, we'll find out if it means, hey, it was one more day on top of one more day on top of one more day, which means he's ready to play today. No indication other than, I guess, Kevin, probably when the lineup card comes out today, right? I don't think they were really going to give much away yesterday getting on the plane.
No, and I think that we'll find out when the lineup's out. And if I had to guess, I'm guessing he DHs. If he's in there, DHs. And if he's not, again, I don't know how much longer you can go forward short. We and I have talked about it. You're not using your bench a whole lot, but you need to have some reinforcements back there. And if you're playing short without him now for a week, that becomes problematic. So I think if he is in there, I would expect he DHs for you with demerit back.
Right. Yeah, the Jackson Stevens story was one that was talked about a lot. He ends up getting the loss yesterday. So again, the Braves put this series with San Diego in a homestand in the book. They start in Milwaukee. We'll again follow the week as it goes along. We'll keep an eye on what Milwaukee does as their starters now, and certainly their bullpen are going to be one of the biggest stories. Willy Adames, I think, still leads them with 9 home runs. Christian Yelich hits for the cycle. He certainly looks to be a little bit better than he's been the last couple of years. So they become a more formidable team that way offensively. We'll see if Ian Anderson, I think it was just 1 run in his last outing on top of that. So he had a good one. We'll see if that continues tonight. Braves and Brewers getting ready for 3 up in Milwaukee. Kevin and I will bring it to you every day. We'll give you some of the details. The Ronald Acuna news is something we'll keep an eye on. We'll find out again if there's going to be a roster move. If he's not in the game today, does that come sooner instead of later? Would today be the deciding factor? We'll soon find out. And the Braves and Milwaukee. Milwaukee, a pretty good baseball team, as we know, certainly favored along with St. Louis to win the Central. Becomes a big storyline this week as Cardinals fans, they watch Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina pick up their 203rd win. Albert Pujols finally pitches in a game. There was a no-hitter loss because that's really hard to do. The Reds did it for the 6th time in baseball history. So the Central's had a bunch of storylines about it on Sunday. It really was strange how it was Pittsburgh and Cincinnati in that one game. Then it's the St. Louis, Wainwright, Molina. And by the way, we talked about with Gabe Kapler. He has no problem with running it up. They all smiled and ate it when Albert Pujols came to the mound. Did you see what Evan Longoria did?
No.
Longoria gets a base hit off him. It's the first base hit Albert Pujols has ever given up. What did Longoria do? He took the baseball out of play. Yeah. It got back to Pujols on the mound, and Longoria said, "I want it." And he looked at him and said, and all of a sudden, Albert's waving over the baseball over to the Giants dugout saying, "I'm about to toss this out. This man wants this baseball." And Longoria said, "Yeah, you're damn right I want it." They were at least understanding in a 15-2 game, you might as well have a little bit of fun with. And Albert said it was a dream come true to pitch, and to do it in St. Louis was probably even more interesting for him. So it was an interesting day in the Central, as we said, as the Reds throw a no-hitter and lose. And now the Braves will get a chance to play a little bit of whatever it is in the Central as they try to keep Milwaukee a little bit off the pace that they're on right now with 22-13.
Yeah, well, and it should be a tough series. There's no doubt about it. We just saw the Brewers on the last homestand, and now you're done with them after this one. So
yeah.
Middle of May, you'll be done with Milwaukee.
Good.
And hopefully play better baseball. You know?
All right. Kevin and I will be back tomorrow. We want to thank Hooters for bringing you the Braves Daily Podcast every day. No matter what it is, there's more PGA tournament golf coming up, certainly with the majors. Hooters will have it on Thursday through Sunday. NBA playoffs just got a hell of a lot more exciting as we get ready now for the East and Western Conference Finals. NHL playoffs have been phenomenal so far this year. Game 5, 6s, and 7s, you can actually watch them at Hooters as well. And, of course, the MLB package is going to be there for you. Just ask a server or a bartender to put it on. If they're playing it, Hooters is showing it. Hooters, across the nation and Braves country, as the Braves take it on the road.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.